four, paste it. Oh.
The net tonight, Patrick?
And Gerald, you are.
Ariel is calling the net tonight. How are you and Miss Bernice doing today, Tom?
We're just sitting here watching, what is it, the FBI? NCIS? Sydney. And I just sitting here running a little CW and worked Madeira Islands on 80 there a minute ago, and not much else there that's interesting to me tonight. What you up to?
Is club meeting for the Hendersonville Club, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, not society. So I was at it. I'm just now heading home.
No, they had a Blue Ridge Society up in Hendersonville. I'll be darned. Is ND7J in that?
I've seen him there, and it's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. That's the difference between the one in Greenville and Hendersonville is Greenville Society and Hendersonville's club.
Well, just going to have to say hi to Bob. He hadn't been down here in a long time. I got a Elmer Award from him up here on the wall, and I think of him a lot. It was nice of him to get me that.
Bob on the radio in quite a while. But I get emails from him from the DX Club that meets right out the road from you on the Thursday of the month, I believe it is. Out there at Mythos on Wade Hampton.
I'm Gerald TR. I'm in that, one of the first ones of it, but I just don't like Mythos, Patrick. I guess I'm spoiled with Bernice's cooking mainly, but just never did care for it down there.
Talk and hang out, you don't have to eat.
But I feel kind of guilty doing that. Just an old man's thing.
Anyway, when I go in to use the restroom at a convenience store, I always buy at least a soft drink or candy bar or something. I buy something. If I'm going to go in and use the facilities, I want to buy something.
Well, like Gary says, you're another brother from another mother because I do the very same thing. I'll buy some of them little white donuts or a soft drink or something.
Cost them money to maintain that, and the least you can do is help them pay for it.
Like when we went to Hickory, probably 6 months or so ago, I don't know, I got lost up in that area, and well, I met some real nice people at this little bitty filling station back in the Tules. And they was really good people. Kind of like getting lost in Kansas. And heck, there, you just pull up in the farmyard and go up and start talking to them, you know?
Friends that live out in Hickory, and it's not Charlotte, let's put it that way.
That. Yeah, that's where we got our last car at up there, Hickory. And Bernie spotted it on the internet.
Good ways to go up there, but you can run right up 85 and be there in no time.
Yeah, like the plague. I just got a message from the daughter come in. And the grandson likes his new phone, the younger one. Grandpa got trapped, but, you know what, I'm proud of him. He's kind of an odd bird compared to the oldest one. Very quiet, to himself. He'd rather be doing virtual reality, I think, than talking to people. But he was almost at the end of this semester. He's first in his class out of 374. I couldn't believe it.
Congratulations to him. That's a feat, being number one out of that many. That was something.
And me, Patrick. I can tell you that. When I was in high school, anyways. Yeah, I was proud of him. We were proud of him. Bernice was going to make me a funnel cake, but you know what? She just got done making an angel food cake just a while ago. Boy, it's a beautiful thing. And I told her, forget that. She just got her shower done. I got mine done earlier. I didn't want her to have to get back in front of that hot stove again. Them funnel cakes are about as far uptown as you can get that she makes.
Car. Funnel cake's one of the reasons to go to a carnival or something like that. I always got to have a hot funnel cake.
Quick. They cool off real quick. So she makes them, and we come downstairs. We're here in the war room, I call it. It's all lit up red down here at night. And we got a pretty nice big screen TV here, and just sit back, and she's sitting in the exercise chair. And I'm sitting over here at the helm at the radio. But it was nice to hear you tonight. I wasn't going to call out, but she seems to be hearing that okay. I have a hard time understanding the Australians. But one night I was talking to an Australian, and I'll give you the tip of the day whenever you get into HF. When you're talking to a VK in Australia, I was talking to a gentleman that I talked to many times from Kansas on 20 meters way late at night on the weekends when I wasn't, you know, wasn't at work. And I said, sometimes I have a hard time distinguishing between you and the Britons. And boy, don't ever do that. I guess Australia was a British penal colony in the old days. They don't like to be called Brits.
If I remember correctly, it started out as a prison colony or something like that from the Brits, if my memory serves me right, but I could be wrong.
Well, gee, I know you're absolutely right. He explained it to me. He was very nice. But I never made that mistake twice. It was funny, Patrick. I'd be talking to him, and it would be, 11 o'clock at night in Kansas, Central Standard Time or Central Daylight Time. And I'd aim the beam out there towards Australia. And you wouldn't hear nothing. It'd just be blank. And I'd call anyway, CQ. And a lot of times you get a very remote island out there, Bora Bora, Tahiti, any number of islands out there. Or I talked to Tasmania quite a bit, and different parts of the VK. It's just like the United States. Some of it's mining and minerals, and other parts, different types of manufacturing. And I'd get cards from them. One night I talked to a gentleman on CW for quite a while, and it really wears your hand out. And he had 100 acres in New Zealand, and he had 101 Holstein cattle. At least they look like Holsteins. I never forgot that. He wrote me a letter about it.
Yeah, it's a lot like here. It's a pretty diverse area to be in. But quick question. Did you say they're, excuse me there, Tom. Prefix was BK or PK?
It's Victor Kilo.
All right, I got it that time.
A guy from Australia coming down the big hill here in front of my house, coming up 101 and down the big hill right up to the driveway on Echo Link one day, Patrick, and just clear as a bell.
Talked to him on DMR a couple of times. Early in the morning is in the evening time over in Australia, if I remember correctly. And I have talked to one or two of them that way.
This is Enzo TR. Yeah, you know, Patrick, if I talked to him like 11 o'clock at night, it was the next day around noon over there, if I remember rightly. And that was kind of peculiar. But 20 meters had run that way back during the good old days when the sunspots were up. But this cycle, 25, is supposed to peak next year. And it should start getting really, really better, and you can almost make a schedule with people overseas if it gets good, you know, especially in the upper bands in the afternoon, but even at nighttime when it's really good. And that DMR sounds interesting, but I got enough to do here with the HF and the VHF and UHF, which I don't use, but it's really interesting to talk to people from other countries, and a lot of times, like, there's a fella in ZS6, Zulu Sierra 6 CCY, and you can hear him a lot of times right now on 7156, and he's got three full-size beams, and a friend of somebody's there told me that yesterday, but I've seen him on his webpage. Go to ZS6CCY sometime, look at his webpage. It's just amazing. He lives out in the middle of Africa, you know, South Africa. But he must be pretty well off. But he sounds like an FM radio station here. Oh, starts about 10 o'clock at night, Patrick.
I'll have to check that out, Tom, but I appreciate you talking me into the house, but I'm going to pull in the driveway. And be ready to get in house so I can check into the net. But good to see you tonight. I hope you and Miss Bernice enjoy your evening. And look forward to talking to you on the log, Tom. Take care. 73KO4HK. Clear.
Okay, Patrick. Pleasure's all mine. Glad to see you got home safely. KO4HK, extension 0TR 73.